Conversations in the Language Center. Language Center Podcast Number 1 for May 11th, 2010. World Languages Day at the University of Minnesota. All about this annual event on the Twin Cities campus. That's coming up in the inaugural edition of Conversations in the Language Center. Hello, and welcome to our first edition of a podcast coming to you from the Language Center in the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities. I'm Dan Sonneson, the director of the Language Center, and I'll be your host for this podcast. Over time, we plan to present and discuss a variety of topics revolving around the Language Center, including technology in the foreign language curriculum, languages across the curriculum, opportunities for speaking language with partners from other cultures, initiatives of the Language Center, highlighting center staff and programs. This initial installment of the podcast focuses on World Languages Day, which is coming up next week on May 18th. This is an event put on by the Language Center and sponsored by the College of Liberal Arts, and it's designed to showcase a great number of the roughly 40 languages offered by the college and geared toward high school students in the state. Every year, we invite language teachers in our communities to bring groups of students to the university for a day of exploring languages. Students select three 40-minute classes from an offering of over 60 courses to learn something about the language and to see how languages are taught at the university. In keeping with our podcast theme of Conversations in the Language Center, we had short conversations with three different individuals that we intend to share with you today. First is Stephanie Treat, the office coordinator for the CLA Language Center and the heart and soul of World Languages Day. She spends countless hours over many months working with numerous people in the college to set up this day, attending to every detail to make the event a success. The Language Center's Chen Zhou spoke with Stephanie about her involvement.
Hi, Stephanie. Tell us something about the history of the World Language Day at the U of M.
Sure. World Languages Day was founded in 2004, and May 18th will be our 7th annual event, and I've been the coordinator from the beginning. Mm-hmm. World Languages Day is an outreach and recruitment event for Minnesota high school students. Students take three short courses from a variety of topics on languages, culture, and some informational classes. The primary goal of the event is to interest students in starting a new language or to continue studying a language they've studied in high school.
How many people participate in the event, both in terms of CLA involvement and schools in Minnesota?
This year, we have about 1,200 students coming, mostly high school sophomores. We're having approximately 25 schools come from around the state, and a couple of homeschooled students as well. In addition to the students and their teachers, we also invite parents and counselors to come. Mm-hmm. CLA is the host of the event, but other colleges and units are involved as well. It's not just CLA. Admissions is involved, the Office of International Programs, Continuing Education, CARLA, the Center for Advanced Research on Language Acquisition, and some science and business units are involved as well. This year, we'll have over 80 instructors teaching and about 125 people involved helping coordinate the day.
What kinds of classes and activities do you offer, and how has that changed over the years?
The event begins with welcoming remarks. That's a nice part of the event because it gives usually the dean of CLA an opportunity to speak to the students in a group and, you know, just convey a few things about languages and the university. The main part of the event are the classes. Students choose three classes to attend from over 60 options, and that's really the heart of the event. Mm-hmm. Every year we try to offer some new classes, but also have some returning favorites. And we try to represent all the languages that are offered at the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
We try to meet demand for languages that students don't have access to in high school and tend to be of high interest, such as pretty much all of the Asian languages, but particularly mm-hmm. Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. Also, Italian tends to be a very popular language. Mm-hmm. But we also try to fill language classes that are truly more or less commonly taught languages for students, such as Finnish and Hebrew. And often these classes are among the most popular. We also try to offer classes that engage students in the language they're currently studying. Traditionally, it's been French, German, and Spanish. Mm-hmm. But there's growing numbers of students who are studying ASL, ESL, and in particular, Chinese at the high school level.
Okay, sounds good. How do you go about preparing for this event?
Well, it starts shortly after the previous year's event. We survey everyone that was involved, and we write a report. So we have a summary of everything that went on that year. Mm-hmm. And we've talked to as many people in the language departments and other groups that are involved in the event as early as possible about what the event might be like for the next year. And we form a committee. Mm-hmm. And we look at the big picture questions. How many students are going to be at the event? What year in school are we going to target? Are we going to give priority to any region or kind of school this year? Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we have the big picture questions settled, we begin advertising to the schools.
Okay.
The next thing I do is begin recruiting instructors, because that's really the most important part of the event.
Yeah.
is finding people to teach those classes.
Absolutely.
I work on this event all year long. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. it's more labor intensive at certain times. And we have a lot of help. We have a lot of people who are really enthusiastic about this event and really like to offer their input and their time. So I think the most important thing about the event is making sure that we're in communication with everyone who's impacted by it.
Sounds very good. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chen and Stephanie. Well, as you've heard, roughly 125 people are involved in the planning of this annual event that reaches out to over 1,000 high school students in the state. Over 80 volunteer instructors take part in preparing and delivering interesting and innovative 40-minute courses, many exposing these students to a language and culture for the very first time. One such instructor is Rick Treese. Rick has a split appointment here at the university, working half-time for the Language Center and half-time for the Department of French and Italian. He regularly teaches French phonetics and advanced speaking and writing in French. Rick has been involved with World Languages Day since its inception and has taught a variety of topics relative to French language and culture. Our own Diane Rakowski spoke with Rick about his experiences.
So, Rick, I understand that you've taught a few classes in the past year for World Languages Day. Is that correct?
Yes, I've taught two different classes at World Languages Day. One of them was a version of a Jeopardy game, and we've taught that in different versions in different years. Sometimes we do it in English, sort of trivial questions about French culture or even French vocabulary, but as viewed by an English speaker, not by somebody who already knows French. And then we've taught it sometimes in French for students of French. Same idea, but then the questions are obviously harder because we're assuming that the students know the material. Oh, I remembered it. Another course that I've taught. I taught a course on using the film Amélie kind of as examples of grammatical structures. So it's a film where there are a lot of little short scenes, and so you would view a scene, and then there was a listening comprehension kind of activity based on that. Again, that was a course for students of French. Most recently, I taught a course in English, so for anybody, on the French Résistance during World War II. There were a lot of French people who were working underground to combat the Nazis. So it was a course that taught a little bit about the history of that time, about how France was divided into two parts with the Germans in the north and the Vichy government, which was also fascist, controlling the south, and various activities of the Résistance.
I understand you teach French here mm-hmm. at the university to college students. Mm-hmm. Would you teach those same classes differently to your college students than the high school students?
Well, actually, after I taught this course last year in English, we then developed it in French, and we're using it in French 1003 currently as a unit on the French Résistance.
So it's something that you developed for World Languages Day, and now you're using for your classes. Mm-hmm. So when you are teaching these students, how do they differ from your students in your college classes?
Not in any black and white kind of way. It's, you know, they're a little younger, a little more energetic. They're not there for a grade, so they're having a good time, but they're also engaged in the activity. They were honest about it. For example, one of the things we used, some iClickers technology that could survey student opinion. So we had a question, sort of, when the Nazis come, what would you have done? And then you could choose, I would have joined the Resistance, I would have fled the country, I would have joined the Hitlerjugend, whatever answer you wanted. And then we changed the scenario. Well, what if you had children? Would that change your actions? Or what if you had a scholarship to go to the university, and if you joined the Resistance, you would really never have another chance to get a higher education? How would that have affected your... And then you could display with the clickers the survey results, the graphs, and the answers really did change. They really were thinking about these issues, and they changed their answers depending on what the parameters were. So, although the high school students weren't here for a grade, they were engaged in the material in an honest way. They weren't just blowing it off.
Have you run into any students who were enthusiastic from World Languages Day and decided to take French? Or,
I think, yes, I've had some students in my classes, now that I reflect on it, who had been at World Languages Day. So, yes.
You know, is teaching World Languages Day a positive experience for you? Do you find, it sounds like you already got some material for classes. Mm-hmm. Does it inspire you in your...
Yeah, it's, I think, you know, whenever you have a chance to do something that's not quite what you do day to day, then it gives you a little new perspective on what you do, and you get a little different reactions to the things that are sort of your teaching habits. Mm-hmm. You do something that you do all the time, and then the reaction is a little different, and it makes you think about what you're doing as a teacher and why you're doing that.
Well, I've learned a lot. Thanks for talking with us today about your experiences teaching at World Languages Day.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rick and Diane. You know, it's exciting to hear that course content prepared specifically for the World Languages Day event for high school students finds its way into the regular language curriculum at the university. Well over 1,000 high school students from all over the state annually attend World Languages Day. Students have an opportunity to explore some of the languages and cultures of the world and to experience life at the University of Minnesota. The event links the university with students and schools around the state and also serves as a recruitment instrument, not only for the college and university, but for specific language programs as well. Taryn Peterson attended the event 6 years ago and eventually chose to come to the university and to begin studies in Italian based on her experiences at World Languages Day. Taryn not only enrolled at the university, but has worked as a volunteer on the day of the event in the past, and this year has been hired to help Stephanie with the organization process. Lindsay Lahr talks with Taryn about her experience.
Taryn, can you tell me a little bit about how you first got interested in World Languages Day?
Well, in high school, I was in French, and our French teacher was telling us about how we were invited to World Languages Day at the University of Minnesota, and my classmates and I were excited because we could go to Minneapolis for one thing, see the big campus, and we were all pretty interested, so about 10 or 12 of us were actually able to go.
Can you talk a little bit about what you did throughout that day?
Well, first we started off at Kauffman, and I remember seeing a giant M in the floor, which I was just amazed by. And then we kind of took a little tour of campus through Kauffman, through the mall area, through the Knoll area, and I just remember looking up at all the buildings and just being in awe, thinking how great it would be to go to school here.
What language classes did you take when you came down to World Languages Day at the U of M?
I remember taking a Latin class, which was about Latin plays, tragedies, comedies, that kind of thing. I believe I took a Greek class on the alphabet and then Italian, which was a lot of gestures and just really what you learn in the beginning, how to greet each other, how to really pronounce names of food, those types of things.
Okay. Was that your first experience with Italian?
Yes. All throughout high school, I had taken French. But I'm part Italian, so I wanted to go deeper into that and check out the language a little bit more.
Okay. Can you talk about how you decided to come to the University of Minnesota? Was it because of World Languages Day?
World Languages Day was a big part of it because that was really my first interaction with the campus. I had heard about sports teams, academics, all of that, but I never really got a chance to look at the campus. Coming here and seeing it all just really enforced that idea of me going to the U.
Can you talk about what you do now at the U of M?
Well, I am an English major. I'm a junior. I'm also an Italian minor. World Languages Day really did get me thinking about what languages I wanted to take in college, and Italian was high up on that list. And then once I did start attending those classes, I realized that I really liked the language and I really wanted to continue with it.
Okay, wonderful. So did you serve as a volunteer for World Languages Day in between working for it this year and being a student?
I did. I remember I was helping out in the classrooms with whatever the instructors needed help with, attendance. And I was in one Italian class with a previous professor of mine, which was really fun to interact with her as well as the students.
And when was that you volunteered for World Languages Day?
That was last May.
Last May, okay. Can you talk a little bit about how you are involved with World Languages Day this year?
Well, really, I am helping organize it so far. Just doing a lot of clerical work, helping Stephanie Treat out with whatever she needs me to do. And then once the day of comes, then I'm sure it'll be hectic, but I'll be there to help make sure everything runs smoothly.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Lindsay and Taryn. You can read of Taryn's journey on the LC Speaks blog. There's a link to this blog from the Language Center homepage at languagecenter.cla.umn.edu. World Languages Day is the largest event sponsored by the Language Center in conjunction with the College of Liberal Arts. It's happening next week here on the campus of the University of Minnesota on Tuesday, May 18th. Here to tell you about other news and events at the Language Center is Alyssa Roush. Alyssa is the classroom support coordinator here in the center and is also a member of the instructional team. Alyssa, what's coming up at the Language Center?
First things first, summer reservations. I'd like to encourage all instructors to get their reservations in for classroom use during the summer. We began accepting reservations on April 15th, and we will continue to accept reservations all the way through the summer term. Go to our website or call the main office and make a reservation today. Next up, renovation of Jones 15. We are planning to do a renovation of Jones 15 this summer. So as you're making your reservations, please keep in mind that room 15 will be unavailable throughout the summer. We are planning to add a few more computers to the classroom and change the layout of the tables so that it looks like room 30. Finally, the summer hours. Our summer hours have been reduced. The multimedia lab will be closed during May session, but the main office will be open from 8 until 4:30. The classrooms will also have reduced hours throughout the summer. For a list of our complete summer hours, please go to our website, languagecenter.cla.umn.edu.
So that's World Languages Day at the University of Minnesota coming up next week. You can find out more about the event by going to the World Languages Day website at worldlang.cla.umn.edu. And please visit the Language Center website at languagecenter.cla.umn.edu to find out more about what's going on at the Language Center. Our thanks today to our interviewees, Stephanie Treat, Rick Treese, and Taryn Peterson, as well as to our interviewers, Chen Zhou, Diane Rakowski, and Lindsay Lahr. Thanks also to Alyssa Roush for the news and events. Recording and editing of our podcast by Diane Rakowski and Lindsay Lahr. Theme music by Diane Rakowski. Check back for future podcasts, including coverage of this year's World Languages Day and other conversations in the Language Center. Until then, this is Dan Sonneson signing off. Auf Wiederhören.